five practices in. How do you like what you've seen so far?
I love what I see. I mean, we're 5 for 5. We challenged our players to come out and win the day, and they've definitely done that. You know, we talked about there's a big difference. When you're a good football team and you work hard 99.9% of the time, you don't get away with it. And that's what we're seeing. You need 100% on everything that you have, every single rep, or you're going to get beat. We got depth everywhere. You know, they're working incredibly hard. I'm so proud of them. It's only 5 practices in, but you got to start fast, and they're definitely doing that. So we've got a few more practices this week to finish up the start fast portion of camp. So we'll see how we finish.
Yeah, as camp goes, guys are excited because it's the first time they get to do stuff. Then I suppose there's that middle portion where when's the game start? When's the game get? How do you try to get to that point and that in-between time to where now you're tuned up for September 2nd?
Yeah, everything we talk about is us, period. We haven't even brought up our opponents. We did that during the spring. We did that during the winter. We did that during the summer. But right now, we have to get better as a football team. You don't get much time, truly, to focus just on yourselves and have unlimited time to do that. And right now, we do. We got to take advantage of it and focus on us for a few more weeks, and then we'll transition when it's appropriate to go to Ohio State.
What are some specific things that maybe you want to accomplish, maybe in general facets of the game, maybe here in the early part of this?
Well, we want to be able to find a way to get the kicking game straight. You have a great competition going there right now. We're putting in all of our situations. You know, we're installing way more way earlier than we ever have. But I feel like this team can handle it. We're throwing a lot at them, and I want to be able to see them master it. You know, it's one thing about learning it and then being good at it, and you got to find a way to master it eventually. And that's what I want to see from an experienced team. And the greatest form of mastery is teaching. And if these guys can keep teaching each other the right way to do things, we can put in a lot more, a lot faster, and be way ahead once we hit the games.
Yeah, and you're liking that part of it too, in the sense that I think you talked about before camp that with the veterans you could get a head start on that.
Yeah, I mean, we're a very, we coach from the simplest form, but you can still do that, but you don't have to spend as much time on it as you do. You can start getting to 500, 600 level installations and really push this team to what they can do mentally and emotionally. And I'm just proud of the progress they're making. We're only 5 into it, but so far so good.
Last one, in terms of getting that fine line between you want guys to be tough and hard-nosed, but you also their teammates out there competing. How do you balance that fine line in a camp?
Well, it's a part of our culture. We always say compete with, not against. You know, this team loves each other. It's so fun to coach this group. And I hope everybody, when they come to practice, sees that. I mean, you can see it in our coaches. You can see that in our players. It doesn't mean it's a soft practice and everybody's shaking hands. But you can tell that we're not spending a lot of time on the small little cultural discipline parts of what we've done for 5 years. We get to coach them. They get to coach them in everything they do, and they respond really well. And when they do what they have to do and then it becomes what they want to do, that's when you have a really special team and a mature team. But we'll see. We got a lot of work to do.
Very good. Thank you.
You got it. Row the boats, Guy Mal, Go Gophers. Thanks.